We're back on Chicago's Afternoon News here on 720 WG. And Mick O'Rourke is in the studio. He is the CEO of Signature Bank. Mick, how are you?
Fantastic. Signature 6. So this is my third visit. We sponsored a Signature 6, so I got three more visits coming, I think. But it's absolutely great to be down here.
We're going
to
do the Signature 6 at 6 coming up.
I was downtown all day today, and it's fantastic to see the crowds down here. You look out your window, you see the shoreline boats going, you see the other boats going. It's just fantastic.
You know, you're the only guy who shows up in the office in a dressed like a banker, though, right?
Suit and tie every day.
One's wearing the tie.
Exactly.
What are you seeing out there, really?
What we're seeing is businesses picking back up, but everybody's struggling to find employees. That's a very common theme, and it's a difficult thing because of the stimulus programs that were created by the government, which I think were well-intended, but it's had a ripple effect where people are having difficulty, and I think you see that with the restaurants that are trying to reopen.
So you're seeing that. You're seeing that
definitely.
People are they still on? They're still on unemployment.
Unemployment and other
and
types
extension,
of aid. Exactly.
And it's keeping them from going back.
Exactly. So, I mean, here we were. If we're sitting here at this point last year, unemployment's 13%. And we're hiding under the couch. And now we're coming out from under the couch saying, hey, let's get back to work. And everybody's saying, let's see how this goes. But from that standpoint, I don't know when the next stimulus program for unemployment ends. But that has certainly struggled with our manufacturing and retail clients.
The Let Us Entertain You is advertising on our station, you know, looking for workers.
True. That's fantastic.
Yeah. And Amazon as well, I think. So, if you're running a business and you need workers, I mean, I suppose you could offer them more money to come back.
Sure.
Or offer them some sort of security to come back early.
We have people with sign-on bonuses where they'll give a sign-on bonus day one. If you stay for 30 days, you get an additional amount, 60, 90. So they split the sign-up bonus over four increments so people stay.
Sure. And has that been working?
It has been working because, you know, and now winter's over. This is more Midwest-focused. People are out of the house and I think people are more comfortable being outside. Like, you were downtown today, I'm sure. I mean, the guideline came out, you don't have to wear a mask. I think 95% of the people walking downtown today did not have a mask.
No, it's just, it's very nice.
It's not the first day of spring, but it's the really nice first day, and there's pent-up demand there.
We're springing toward normal.
Exactly. But no, from our standpoint, we see the overall local economy doing well, and we're very bullish on it, actually.
The PPP program was extended, so that ends at the end of next month now, right? And so you're servicing loans there.
We are, and we're reaching out to any local business or Midwestern business, because I know this signal goes very far in the Midwest.
All around the world, Mick.
All around the world, and anybody that's having difficulty, we're trying to facilitate, because it's incumbent upon us to serve these companies. I mean, there's 30 days left. There is a fear that the funds will run out, and the program could end middle of the month. So we sent you a note, and you talked to our great friend Joe Shanahan last week, and now we are seeing people calling saying, oh man, it is going to run out. But speaking of Joe Shanahan,
Joe Shanahan owns Metro and G-Men.
And he was talking about the Save Our Stages, the shuttered venue that did open yesterday, and knock on wood, the website did not crash. Most of the applications got in. So now they're just waiting for approval, but their applications are submitted, and we're thrilled to support our customers in that aspect.
I want to go back to PPP. I would imagine if you know, you should get on the horse and sign up for it. But especially if I didn't realize that it was in danger of running out of money.
Yeah, they think that it could run out of funds by the middle of the month.
And so the deadline's the end of next month.
I feel like I'm selling a car on Western Avenue. This car might not be here tomorrow. Right.
Better than a hotel room on Lincoln Avenue.
Memories.
So people got to act on this then.
Exactly. Don't hesitate, because I do not think there'll be a PPP round three.
And the nice thing about your bank is you bank with businesses. That's what your specialty
is. Exactly, and that's what we're here for. And we've done it the first 15 years. We did it during the pandemic, and we're going to continue to do it.
Well, one more quick question then. Also, the SBA opened up the loans for restaurants today,
correct?
Right? Do you
facilitate that's May 3rd.
Those?
May 3rd.
Okay.
No,
but
that's
they announced
directly
the guidelines today.
Exactly.
Okay.
That's May 3rd. So,
we don't facilitate. No. Okay.
But they go, just like the Shutter Venue one, you go direct to them.
Mick O'Rourke is...
Wait, hold on. Dr. Murphy got a shout-out that he looked good. I'm hoping we get a shout-out.
You always look good. My shout-out for you is that we were commiserating off the air about Theo John, our friend Theo at Marquette.
I'm the eternal optimist. I love our coach, and I think we're going to have a great year next year at Marquette.
Shaka Smart, here we go.
Just beat Wisconsin. That's all we want.
No, I want more.
Okay.
We'll see you again soon.
See you. Thanks so much.
Here's Mary.